Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a Saturday. That's right. It is the Saturday morning scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. Glad you're with us this morning. Saturday morning scramble brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Every week, Founders Federal Credit Union brings you the Saturday morning scramble. So I want to say thanks to all those at Founders Federal Credit Union. If you have not used Founders, I highly, highly recommend using Founders. I am a member at Founders. I recommend you use Founders as well. A lot lower rates than your normal banks. Visit Founders online, foundersfcu.com. It's foundersfcu.com. Again, the Saturday morning scramble every Saturday brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. One more time, foundersfcu.com. Glad you're with us this morning, Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell. It is the Saturday morning scramble, and a lot of games to get to last night. It was a weird week. It was a strange night, but we are here, and we have these scores for you and these games for you to break down. And, man, what a night it was last night, Jed. We talked yesterday on the show from 12 to 3. We made it through one more week. Let's see if we can make it through one more.
Yeah, my hopes are not at an all-time high, but because after we talked yesterday, there were two games that were canceled. One at about 7-8 minutes after three, and the other one at about 4:30.
Chester was one of those.
Yeah,
was
Chester
the other?
Was a late one.
Was it
Spring Valley Northwestern?
I thought it was somebody in Columbia area. So, yeah, you're excited to get through another week,
yep.
But at the same time, you know, how many more teams will have to take this two-week hiatus? Hopefully not many more. Hopefully we can turn a corner. That's what's going to happen, Jed, right?
Hopefully teams continue to take a two-week hiatus and the sport doesn't have to take a hiatus.
That's right. That's correct.
I think that's all I'm hoping for at this point.
Man, a lot of games last night, and I have some scores for you. I am trying to make sure here that I give the correct ones. We will start, Jed, with a West Side team that had no trouble last night with Pendleton. Let's hit some scores from last night. West Side defeated Pendleton 63-7. Hillcrest defeated Woodmont 28-6. Chesney, the region champs. Chesney Eagles defeated Landrum 40-14. Daniel took care of Wren 30-10. Lawrence over Eastside last night 24-16. T.L. Hanna all over J.L. Mann last night 64-7. Greer with a huge win over Greenwood 34-21. That was the final. Boiling Springs over Clover 38-7. Woodruff over Emerald 36-28. Chapman took care of Clinton 24-8. Jed, you were at that game, is that correct?
Yes, that's where I was.
You were at Chapman last night. Union County defeated Spartanburg 34-21. I was at that game. Southside Christian defeated McCormick 47-20. Dutch Fork, just to let you know, because I know everybody loves to hear about Dutch Fork. Dutch Fork mauled River Bluff 41-7. Gaffney snuck past Nation Ford 41-40. Powdersville all over Carolina last night 58-0. Southside took care of Blue Ridge 48-15. Riverside in overtime, Jed. In overtime, Riverside beat Wade Hampton.
Double overtime.
Was it double?
Double overtime.
Man.
And what a win for Erie Williams. Breaks a 31-game losing streak.
31 games. I'm not the best at math, but, Jed, I'm being serious now. I think the last time they won, I was there.
Yeah, it could have been.
Riverside beat Bowling Springs in 20.
Nah, I think they've won one since.
Have they won one since?
Yeah,
because
that seems like it was 15.
That was 15. You're right. It was
17. 15. Yeah.
So that may not have been the last one.
I think
one.
They've gotten a couple. They hadn't won many since you've been there.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So a huge win for Riverside last night, 49-48 over Wade Hampton in double overtime. They blocked the field goal that Wade Hampton was about to win the game. Greenville with a big win over Malden last night, 28-7. Greenville's defense continues to impress me. Pickens and Easley, what a close one. This was on Thursday night, 38-37 was the score of that one. Hartsville over Fort Mill, 30-13. And just for kicks and giggles, Fort Dorchester beats Stahl, S-T-A-L-L. Jed, I've never heard
of R.B. Stahl there. If you're coming down Meeting Street in Charleston, there's a little sign that says Bear to the Right for Stahl.
And that's where it is.
Stahl's helmets are a powder blue and navy blue version of the former Washington football team helmet, since that's what we're calling them now.
Yeah.
And that is all I know about Stahl that is either relevant or true.
I'd never heard of him. So Fort Dorchester last night, by the way, beat Stahl 70-0.
That sounds about right. LaPrade's a classy guy.
Yeah. 70-0.
Yeah, that's right.
So before we get into some games, I want to tell you what we have coming up on the program this morning. Here in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Jeff Preston of the Greenville News at 8:15. At 8:30, we will be joined by the head football coach of the Chesney Eagles, the region champs. First time since 2014, Clay Lewis, the head coach of the Chesney Eagles, joins the program at 8:30. At 9:15, we will be joined by Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. And 9:30, we will be joined by Will Young, the head football coach of the Greer Yellow Jackets. So a couple of writers, a couple of coaches to get you set this morning and tell you what happened last night. You can get in touch with the show, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. That's 1-844-477-3776. You can also text the show, 71307. Jed, we'll start with this game, and I tweeted about it last night. Gaffney snuck past Nation Ford last night.
Yep.
It was 41-40, went to overtime, and my tweet was, why in the world did Nation Ford go for two? I learned, people were tweeting back at me, Gaffney History and others, said that all night long Nation Ford had struggled with PATs, field goals. Gaffney was just bombing them off the edge, and they weren't even able to get PATs up.
Right.
But it's the first overtime.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You weren't the only one that was confused. The Gaffney box score reported that they went for two, or that they missed a PAT.
Really?
Missed an extra point. Yeah.
Well, I think the Spartanburg game had just ended, and I was listening to WZZQ, and Nation Ford, first play, gets down to the one.
Yeah.
Punches it in, and I'm like, oh man, they're, you know, Nation Ford's gonna win this game. Well, they come out there and go for two, and Brock and those guys, you know, they're going for two, and they don't get it. And I don't care how bad your PAT is, even if you hadn't made one all night,
right?
You don't go for two there.
I have won exactly zero games as a coach.
I mean, I was
pretty good at Tecmo Super Bowl for a little while. And I'm so old that there was a game called 10-yard fight that nobody could beat me at. But you're way too young to understand that. But I'm not going for two in overtime unless I've got the ball last.
Yes.
And it might be the first overtime, and it might be the third overtime, and
yep,
it might be the sixth overtime. But I'm not doing it unless I've got the ball last.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe it.
Me either.
So, in a huge, huge region game, I mean, you talking about shaking things up. That would have shook things up a good bit. Gaffney defeats Nation Ford 41-40. Jed, this is a Nation Ford team that Bowling Springs handled pretty well last week, and I tell you what, if you lose this game and you're Gaffney, you still have a chance to win the region, but you're not sitting as pretty as you once were. So That was a huge win for him.
Yeah, it was critical for Gaffney to pull that one out last night. And they were up big.
Right.
And Nation 4, I mean, you got to give Nation 4 some credit for coming back. But now, boy, you can't convince me that Clover's any good. Defensively, they're pretty good.
No.
But you can't convince me Clover's going to mount any kind of offensive threat and be able to challenge Gaffney. So I think it's Gaffney's to lose at this point.
It is, absolutely.
And I'm sure we'll get to it in a minute. But, boy, Bowling Springs sure did put themselves in a better position last night, didn't they?
They did. They did. And I tell you what, that game was close. That game was really close for a long time.
And then halftime happened, and then Caden Sullivan happened, and then it wasn't so much close anymore.
So Bowling Springs in a very good position after a huge win last night. And again, in Region 3, Gaffney won over Nation Ford, and Bowling Springs beat Clover. Fort Mill was out of region. Those are the five teams in the region. So Gaffney is probably going to be your region champ there with Bowling Springs. The way it looks now, Gaffney and Bowling Springs will both get into the playoffs from that region. So that's the way it looks. You heard it right here on the Saturday Scramble. Coming up next on the program, we speak to Jeff Preston of the Greenville News. Jeff was at the Greenville-Malden game last night. We'll talk to him about that game and other games in the Greenville area. Again, you can text the show 713-07-713-07. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you on this Saturday morning. Is it raining outside, Jed?
Not quite yet, but it's gonna.
They said the rain is on the way. They said it's on the way. I heard it first just from the meteorologist themselves. The rain's coming. Hurricane, what's the name of the
Delta.
Hurricane? Delta.
Yep.
Delta.
We're up through the Greek alphabet.
Hurricane Delta on the way, so hope you're having a good Saturday morning. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell, Jed the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. We are excited now to bring in our first guest of the program. His name is Jeff Preston of the Greenville News. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Cole, morning, Jed. Not raining here yet, so I guess...
Hey, look, I know how late you were up last night. What are you doing up talking to us on the radio?
whenever Cole asks, I go ahead and set the alarm. So
we appreciate it, Jeff. That's awful nice of you. A lot of good games last night in the Greenville area. But let's start off with the one that you were at, Greenville-Malden. 28-7, Greenville took care of Malden. A really good defensive effort by Greenville last night. And Jeff, before we get into it, I told Jed – last week or the week before last, that I'm really, really high on this Greenville team, especially defensively, and I think this team has a long, a really good shot at going a long way. What did you see last night from the Red Raiders?
Yeah, I've thought the same thing really going back to the summer and even back to last season when they did go pretty far, being led by mostly juniors. And as far as last night goes, you know, yeah, defensively they played about as well as they could have. They forced two turnovers, and Malden just was never really able to get things going. But I think what was kind of impressive, at least to me, is on the offensive side of the ball, it was one of those games where Greenville definitely didn't play their best, but they were still able to kind of gut out a win. You know, there were just things like pre-snap penalties and just a little bit of sloppiness for them. But, you know, look, they were able to still put up 28 points, and I think that's kind of the sign of a good team, that even on a night when you don't have your best, I mean, the result was never really in doubt. Malden didn't score until the fourth quarter, and so I thought that last night's win was just another really impressive showing from the Red Raiders.
And they played a Malden team, and we hadn't talked a ton about Malden, Jeff, but you had a chance to see Malden last night. You know, Malden lost Harry Cavanaugh to Chapman. Obviously, mm-hmm. a little bit of a rebuilding year for Malden. What do you see from Malden, and is this Malden team, and would you call it a rebuilding stage, or where is this Malden football program at right now, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's kind of there in the rebuilding part. You know, it's tough for Malden because I think defensively they have a lot of talent. I mean, Jaden Lucas, their defensive back, this was the first time I got to see him in person last night, and he's every bit as good as advertised. He's a five-star junior who is going to get to pick which powerhouse he wants to go to, and he really is just that good, and he had a really incredible interception last night. But, yeah, you know, their problems really stem from the other side of the ball. Just, you know, and George Ford's a pretty good running back from Malden, but, you know, it seems like they are kind of trying to figure some things out. I think there's some talent there, but it just hasn't really been able to come together. You know, they played T.L. Hanna pretty tough last week, and so I think they're probably a little bit better than their record shows, but, yeah, you know, you lose Coach Cavanaugh to Chapman, and there's definitely going to be a little bit of a learning curve for them. But I think, you know, I know Coach Nesmith there, and he's a good coach, and I think that Malden will eventually be fine. Obviously, this wasn't the start they wanted to get off to. But, you know, they are in a bit of a rebuilding year, I think.
Jeff, changing gears a little bit and staying in the county, how big was that win for Riverside last night?
Well, I think it was really big. You know, Riverside, you know, they didn't get any favors with the two Spartanburg powerhouses that they had to play in the first two games, but with Burns and Dorman. But, you know, their offense, and you can say that they were, you know, it was garbage time or whatever, but their offense did move the ball in both those games. And so to actually move the ball again against Wade Hampton last night, and, you know, Coach Erie Williams gets his first win with Riverside. I think those are the kind of wins where, I mean, look, Riverside's probably not making the playoffs this season, but you can look back to those wins and say, you know, this is what, like, a coaching staff can go back to those wins and say, this is what we were talking about, and this is what happens when you put it all together. And just the way that it happened in double overtime, it, you know, I think that really, it was a big win. And if Riverside's able to kind of, you know, turn some things around in the next few years, that might be one that people look back to and say, this is kind of where it got started.
Jeff Preston joining us this morning. Jeff, with the Greenville News. Jeff, when you look at the Greenville County area, you obviously have Greenville. You have Riverside with a huge win last night over Wade Hampton. What other teams in the Greenville area have really surprised you this season, or played well that you expected to see coming? Was it, I mean, you got Greer who won last night, Southside Christian with a big win as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Greer got a big first win. Southside Christian won, but Southside also, I think, is playing very well. They're 3-0. They took care of business against Blue Ridge 48-15, and they've got a big game next week against Palmetto, who's also undefeated. And the winner of that game looks really to be in the driver's seat in a shortened season for that Region 2-3A title. And offensively, Southside is putting up, I think it's like 43 points a game or something. I mean, they've been impressive so far. And Hillcrest, honestly, as well. They're undefeated. They beat Woodmont last night 28-6. I know you know, in the offseason, Hillcrest coach Anthony Freight told me, because they pretty much have no one coming back from last, like no starters coming back from last year's team. They're very young. Mm-hmm. But Coach Freight told me, you know, we're really young, but we're really talented. Mm-hmm. And I think you're kind of seeing that a little bit. And again, in a shortened season, you know, they've got JL Mann next week. And if they beat JL Mann, then they'll be 4-0 and really staring a playoff spot right in the face, which I think was probably more to be expected next season, but they might be a year ahead of schedule. So those are kind of some of the teams that stand out to me.
That's Jeff Preston of the Greenville News. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Press, or excuse me, at by Jeff Preston. Again, Jeff is the high school sports reporter for the Greenville News. Good friend of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Jeff Preston again, of the Greenville News. A lot of good teams in Greenville. Southside's a team that has kind of quietly became really good in this
area. Yeah, kind of under the radar. They're scoring a ton of points.
I mean, Jeremy West is the head coach. I know a lot of people hear Southside and think, oh, Southside must be I've had several people tell me, they're in Greenville? Yeah, they are, as well as Southside Christian. Southside Christian in 2A. Now, Southside, are they still in – did they move classifications? I have to check on that.
No, I think they're that realignment shifted them to a different 3A region.
So Southside Christian both playing really, really well. Last time I checked, and I think in the media poll, Jed, Southside Christian's up near 6 or so.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
In the SC Prep media poll. Before we hit a break, any surprises in this week's poll that came out?
Not really. Everything's kind of true to form right now. Now, having gotten 2 ballots in already for this week, next week you might be surprised.
little shift in the powers.
A little shake up. Without non-region play,
yep,
those things are so subjective right now, but because they are bouncing all over the place.
Right. And they will be beating up on each other, so it changes a lot more than it usually does. We will continue the conversation on the other side. 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number you can reach the show. If you were at a high school football game last night and you want to talk a little high school football, you can do so. 1-844-GSP. ESPN Saturday Morning Scramble, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you on this Saturday morning. Getting things rolling right here. 2 hours of high school football coverage on ESPN Upstate. And we now want to bring in our second guest of the program. His name is Clay Lewis. He's the head football coach of the Chesney Eagles. Coach, not only are you the head football coach this morning, you are the region champions. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
A big win last night for the Chesney Eagles over Landrum. Tell us a little bit about the game, Coach. For those that weren't there, it seemed like Chesney, for the most part, dominated the entire football game.
Oh, well, that would be far from the truth. The first half was, back and forth. It was a 14-14 game at halftime. And in the second half, we kind of did a couple good things and got a couple breaks and kind of pulled away throughout the second half. But, you know, it was very, very close the first half.
Gotcha. When you look at that turning point, Coach, you talk about it being close in the first half and Chesney pulling away in the second half. What was it, in your opinion, that allowed Chesney to get going in the second half to create that momentum shift and get things going? What changed?
Well, I think, you know, we received the opening kickoff of the second half, and, you know, we moved the ball well up to just around midfield, but we got behind the chains, got off schedule offensively a little bit, and we had a big third down that we converted. You know, if we don't convert that third down, we're punting to them. We end up converting it and then driving down and scoring. And then the next offensive possession for Landrum, you know, we get a stop and they punt back to us. And, you know, and we drove down and scored again. So, you know, that third down play or converting on that third down really, you know, I thought that was a big momentum swing for us.
Coach, I know you've got a bunch of guys, skill guys, that touch it a lot. You spread the ball out in that offense. The way you run things, there's not going to be one guy that jumps out at you. But the guys up front seem to be where your success is starting this year. Talk about those guys up front and how on both sides of the ball and how much they've committed to the program.
Well, and I've said that, you know, all preseason and all season long, you know, we're led by those guys up front. You know, they're overall our most experienced group on both sides of the ball, and you know, they've carried us. And you know, when we've needed, you know, tough yards and we've needed stops up front, you know, those guys have done a tremendous job. You know, we have all five of our offensive linemen were starters last year. You know, so they have that game experience from last season. And defensively, you know, our two defensive ends are, you know, I think their bookends are very solid for us. You know, those guys were starters for us last year. You know, but those kids have worked really, really hard in the off season, you know, to get to where we're at now, as has all our kids.
Coach, in a wild, crazy 2020 season, you and the Chesney Eagles able to bring a region championship to Chesney, first one since 2014, your second year as the head coach at Chesney. What's it mean for you, and what's it mean for this football team to take that title now as region champs?
Well, you know, again, I can go back. You know, it's been a crazy all season, you know, summer and all, but you know, it just goes back to, you know, we've got quite a few seniors, and those guys have really worked, you know, hard in the off season. Even when we weren't in school for COVID, when we were able to start summer workouts, I think June 8th, you know, when those guys came back in, you could tell that they just hadn't been sitting at home. I mean, you know, they were, a few of them were bigger, you know, you could tell they'd been working out and running, and, you know, and then throughout the summer, we just had a tremendous summer, you know, with attendance and just, you know, work ethics. I'm just glad to see the hard work pay off, because I'm always telling these kids, if you work hard, you know, good things will happen. And, you know, I think right now, you know, it's kind of showing for us.
Coach, the before we let you go, the Chesney Eagles will come back home as they host Blacksburg next. You know anything yet on this Blacksburg team?
I've seen a little bit on film on them. You know, they're big, and looking at them on film, you know, they're size wise, you know, they're a lot bigger than any of the teams we've played so far, and you know, and they have some athletes, you know, so I would say it's just a different type of you know, team that than what we played the last 3 weeks. So I think they're a very dangerous team. You know, they have the capabilities of being a good team. You know, they've got a new coach, and, you know, I'm sure it's been tough on them trying to install a new offense and defense in this offseason. So, you know, I would say that each week they should be improving and getting better. But, you know, just matchup wise, you know, we're gonna have to really watch the film and just see what you know, what we're able to do with them offensively and defensively. But it's, you know, it's a different type of matchup than what we've seen so far.
Coach, congratulations again. We appreciate your time, and best of luck the rest of the season, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Clay Lewis, the head coach of the Chesney Eagles. Right back to work. Doesn't, you know, region championship, that's behind us.
Look, when I met Coach Lewis when he was hired last year, I knew that Chesney would be in this spot. I didn't know it would be this quick.
Right, 2 years into it.
But, you know, realignment is not kind to a lot of folks. And Chesney was the smallest team in 3A for a couple of years. And somebody's got to be the smallest. I get it. It's the nature of the thing and the way it works.
Right.
But they're back kind of where they belong now. Uh-huh. They're playing teams that more closely resemble the kids who walk the halls at Chesney.
Right.
And not schools that are much, much bigger than them. Mm-hmm. And those battles that offensive line went through last year are paying off for them this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And to your point, second year as the head coach. And when Clay Lewis was hired, we heard a lot about Clay Lewis. He obviously came from somewhere.
Came high, bright, and high in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And won a ton of games and some state titles. And,
right.
And just outstanding teams up
so
there.
When you look at, you know, Chesney has obviously already won the region. When you look at the rest of the classification and the teams that they'll potentially have to face in the playoffs, who is there a team that stands out right off the page, or do you think Chesney has a legit chance at making a run?
Well, Abbeville.
Yeah.
But
they're always there.
They are. But when you look like Abbeville, when you do some of the things that Abbeville mm-hmm. does, when you get in a game with Abbeville where it's going to be who makes fewer mistakes,
yep.
you got a shot.
Yep. Now, I don't know. I haven't looked at the brackets. I don't know, you know, when they would actually play.
I haven't looked that far down.
But, man, if
the bracket yet myself.
If you can get past Abbeville, you know, you got to feel like you.
Yeah. And I don't know whether that would be a second. If it's one versus one, I don't know
right.
if that would be a second round matchup or a third.
Yep.
But is there anybody that jumps off the page that's like, oh, Chesney can't hang with them? Nope.
Right.
There sure isn't.
Right.
So
that's a testament to.
Yeah. It really
to
is.
To what Clay Lewis has done in just, you say 2 years, but dadgum hadn't even really been 2 full years now. So a little bit less than 2 years. So I want to say thanks to Clay Lewis for joining us. He is the head football coach of the Chesney Eagles. We'll hit the scores from last night and much more on the other side. Get into some of these games as well. We'll take your calls, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Saturday morning scramble. As always, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble, wrapping up our number one. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number you can call into the program. Let's hit some scores from last night. Hartsville over Fort Mill last night, 30-13. Pickens, this was on Thursday, Jed. Do you know the reason they played this one on Thursday? Was it weather-related, or does anybody know?
I think they might have tried to get ahead of the weather. But a couple things in Greenville County this year are going to be Thursdays because they're down 20 referees.
Really?
Yeah, I did a story a couple weeks ago. They've gone from between 70 and 75 to 55.
Wow.
Yeah. So
and officials.
They're going to be nice. They just don't have the officials to get it done.
How about that?
I think this one was to get ahead of the weather.
Okay. Pickens snuck past easily.
Yeah.
I mean, 38-37. We heard Jeff Preston. He told us that Greenville looked good last night, 28-7 against Marlin. Riverside in double overtime defeated Wade Hampton 49-48. Southside took care of Blue Ridge 48-15. Powdersville took care of Carolina 58-0. In overtime, Gaffney snuck past Nation Ford 41-40. Dutch Fork beat River Bluff last night 41-7. Southside Christian continues to roll. They beat McCormick last night 47-20. Union County with a huge win over Spartanburg, 34-21. Chapman, a game you were at, we'll talk about that one here coming up, 24-8 over Clinton. Woodruff, 36. Emerald, 28. Boiling Springs over Clover, 38-7. Bulldogs looking good. Greer over Greenwood, 34-21. T.L. Hanna over J.L. Mann, 64-7. Lawrence over Eastside, 24-16. Daniel over Wren, 30-10. Chesney, region champs over Landrum, 40-14. Hillcrest took care of Woodmont, 28-6. On Westside, blows out Pendleton by a score of 63-7. Not 17, 7.
Wow. Dang.
Sorry. Had to make that 63-17 reference. Jed, a game that surprised me last night. You were at Chapman. We'll talk about that one here coming up in just a second. But a game that I was at, Spartanburg and Union County, again, this game wasn't scheduled until Thursday afternoon.
Right.
So you don't have any preparation, either team.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
So you expect it to be, not sloppy, but just nobody knows what to expect. Union County 34-21. Did that surprise you when you saw that score?
A little, yeah. Yeah, it did. In talking to both coaches, they didn't trade film.
They didn't even. There's no time.
At Thursday afternoon.
What are you going to do, watch? Yeah. On the bus?
Right. We're going to come be us. You'll show up and be you. Mm-hmm. We'll see what we get. First, I'm tickled they got to play.
Right. Absolutely.
Those kids deserved a ball game.
Yes.
They've been working all week. Spartanburg begged people all week, hey, we see you got an open date.
What's the deal with that? What's the problem?
I don't know how you talk all summer about wanting to give kids an opportunity to play. And then when Spartanburg calls and says, hey, you want to play?
I heard it was six, seven different.
It was three or four that I know of, and it might have been more than that.
Blythewood was one of them. I mean, I saw Gray Ramsey on Twitter asking Blythewood, hey, we playing? Or, I mean.
I'm delighted that they got to play. It's awesome that Brian Thompson, as he's already painted the field and is walking off and is told, no, you don't have a game now,
right,
has the presence of mind to call Mark Hodge and say, hey, let's play.
Well,
it's awesome that the two administrations got it worked out. The game itself, yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I thought Union County could win it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they would win it convincingly if they won it.
Kind of dominate, Jed.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wasn't. Yeah. Now, it was tied at several points during the game, but at no point last night did you feel, man, Spartanburg's got this thing.
Wow.
And that's the kind of thing that surprised me was Union County kind of had control of the game, and I forget the Union County running back. I forget his name, but he was phenomenal last night, over 150 yards.
Cavis Savage.
Savage.
The quarterback ran well too. Bryson Hunter.
You're talking about fast and speedy. Yeah. He is a –
I don't think we had him for 11 for 158.
He's a quick quarterback. Yeah. And speaking of quarterbacks, Raheem Jeter got hurt last night. Don't know how – any update on his health or anything like that. But we do know, Jed, that Seth Smith came in and Seth struggled last night. So, you know, they play Riverside next week. And you got to wonder when they play Dorman and if Spartanburg doesn't look like a team that's going to make the playoffs right now. But against Dorman, do you think you'll see Raheem and Seth if Raheem's healthy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that might be part of the plan going forward. I don't know for sure, but if I've got two and I've got two that are healthy and I've got two that can play, I might play two.
And I think that's what Mark Hodges' approach has been so far this season is – You got him.
The events of this last week have made that game so much different than it was. They've both got a tune-up coming this week.
They do.
You don't want to look too far ahead. You can't ever take anything away from anybody, but I don't expect Riverside or Wade Hampton to play spoiler this week. I just don't.
I think that's a safe bet.
So now, because the Burns game isn't a known commodity, because it's in the future, because it's not
– 3 weeks down the road.
Right. Spartanburg can put so much pressure on Dorman if they win. So much.
You almost have to, and I'm not trying to say you overlook Riverside in any way.
No, not at all.
But you almost have to this morning and wake up and say, all right, what do we have to do to beat Dorman? Because you're going to beat Riverside.
I know this, and again, zero wins.
Yep.
But I know if there are some things that Seth Smith is really good at that I think he can help me beat Dorman with, he ain't doing them against Riverside.
Right.
We're not putting those things on tape.
Right. And I think, and that's again, that's no discredit or disrespect to Riverside. I just think when you're Spartan High, you know that you have a good chance against Riverside. You know we have to beat Dorman in order to shake things up. Because Spartan High, mathematically, Jed, isn't eliminated yet.
No, and if they beat Dorman, then Dorman will have to beat Burns to force a three-way tie.
Right, so for Spartanburg to still get into the playoffs, they could beat Dorman, Burns could beat Dorman the next week, and Spartanburg would be in.
That's true.
Now, will that happen? We don't know. We're not saying it will, but we're just saying mathematically they still have a chance to get in. Let's look at it for Dorman. For Dorman's sake, they were off this week. Obviously had a game scheduled against Burns. Region Championship didn't happen. So Dave Gutshaw and his staff – that's what you want if you're Wade Hampton, you know.
Right, rested.
And
refocused after a loss to Gaffney. That's exactly what you want.
You had a week to just rest, refocus, and then you get another week of prep. So that's what you want if you're Wade Hampton. And I'm sure that coaching staff at Dorman will be ready for Spartanburg in 2 weeks as well. You know, with the way this crazy year has gone, this region's kind of right now, Jed, on October the 10th. We're kind of where we thought we would be. You know, no surprises.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Dorman, obviously, Dorman and Burns are still in the front runners as the lead runners of the region. Spartanburg kind of behind them, chasing, and Riverside at Wade Hampton right now at the bottom looking up. I think that's where everybody expected these teams to be. Now, I know I heard somebody last night, a Spartanburg fan, say, well, if three teams should get in, Spartanburg should, you know, I understand that, but it's 2020.
Right. And three teams might get in. There might. If quarantine happens, and here's something else that I need to hurry through, I guess. If you're quarantined during the playoffs, you're out. You're done.
And you wrote a story on that. We'll get into that in hour number two. But there are no plans to reshuffle.
So if that quarantine happens before the playoffs and somebody from somewhere can't go, you could conceivably get in.
Wow.
They're gonna fill a bracket.
And that's going to happen. That's going to happen. I mean, unless I'm just totally wrong and – we get lucky. I hope it doesn't happen. Nobody has to quarantine, but it's probably going to happen. Hour number two of the Saturday Morning Scramble coming your way, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.